Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
How do I begin? Welcome to show number 2,998.
Two shows away from show 3,000. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Ted Smith. Robin Fox. And my cock.
Montgomery.
Higher the Metro.
On tap today,
who sucks less?
What you don't need to know keeps you from getting arrested.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack.
Here we go. Arizona woman dressed as a nun holding a Bible is busted with more than 8 pounds of smack. Bang. Meanwhile, a school of rock star goes on a guitar stealing spree in Florida.
And that does not impress Jack Black.
Missouri Amazon delivery driver parks illegally, then gets shot. Bugatti builds a one and only model car, and it costs a whole hell of a lot. And Florida man throws a Molotov cocktail in his impounded car. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, most of us are creatures of habit, probably because of work, school, whatever. Or at least we have certain routines. So let's just say it's your weekly drive to the grocery store. Pretty basic trip. Unless you're driving on I-95 in Florida and spot a man riding his bicycle on the highway. He happens to be riding his bike backwards. And he's wearing a headband, pink socks and sneakers, a thong, and nothing else. Not what you'd expect to see on the way to the grocery store. Now, let's say you get to the grocery store, and when you pull in, there's a man in the parking lot, and he's masturbating. That happened in Oklahoma. So you ignore him, you go into the grocery store, only to find, quote, a gang of cows eating all the vegetables. That happened in Hong Kong. The world is a weird place, and sometimes that weirdness creeps into what would otherwise be an ordinary day. And that's what we want to talk about today. Men's Room, fill in the blank question. It was an ordinary day, then blank happened.
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
On the toes and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,998. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. A guaranteed future repeat as we are now only two shows away from show 3,000. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's taken us a long time to get here. 14 years plus in all. And we have almost reached 3,000 shows. Obviously, that's going to happen two shows from now. We have some stuff planned for you. I believe that our own Brian Thorpe, who is
is the marketing guru of the men's room and all other things here in Seattle. He said that he, I believe, is going to come in for a special announcement. Or at least someone said he's coming in for a very special announcement during the program, which will be very cool. We'll reminisce about some of the things that have happened to us over the 14 years that we've been here doing the men's room show for you, and hopefully have a couple highlights here or there that we can play from 14 years and some 3,000 shows that we remember for whatever reason.
We should probably take the time to try to start to remember that stuff.
Exactly. So we're going to listen back, go back in time, and play some of our better moments over the 14 years and 3,000 shows, as we are two shows away from 3,000. All right, so today, big show, once again, what you don't need to know keeps you from getting arrested. We have some weird laws that you maybe did not know about.
Don't break the law, maybe?
Well, no, they're different in each and every state, and some different states have some different laws.
All right.
So you just got to be careful what you do depending on where you are. So we've got some tips for you so you won't get arrested with what you don't need to know. Who sucks less? Steve, you dig for three stories every week. I know it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, as there's really not a lot of negativity out there in the world.
It's just not.
You dig and you dig and you research, and then bang, every week you come up with three stories. They all suck to some degree. It's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least.
Yeah, this week, Mike, I think you'll agree. Basically, you'll just walk away saying, people are effed up. I mean, just why? Why on earth did this happen?
Okay, all right. Who sucks less coming up? And today on our question, it is a men's room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. And we start down in Florida. The semi-nude cyclist has struck again. A man wearing a headband, hot pink socks, pink sneakers, and a thong, which was also pink, was spotted riding his bicycle backwards Sunday on I-95. He's coming. Watch this, S. Said the driver in a video he recorded of the bicycle man. As he laughed in the video, he added, 79th Street exit, only in effing Miami.
He's right.
The video posted on the Florida Man Twitter account has been viewed more than 160,000 times. Backwards now, he upped his game. I guess the last time he was riding frontwards.
I remember seeing a picture of that dude a few months ago. Yeah, and he was riding forward, but the same general outfit.
Not going to lie, quote, dude's got skills. Said another social media user, it appears to be the same cyclist who surprised fellow commuters last August when he weaved in and out of traffic on I-95. One of those drivers, Jesse Schwartz of Fort Lauderdale, snapped a photo of the eccentric commuter and said he was beating traffic. Apparently, this guy does this often. Photo went viral.
Yes, he is.
Well, he was weaving in and out and getting to where he was going faster than everybody was.
On 95.
That's it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they say for anyone else thinking of doing the same thing, riding a bicycle on an interstate is against the law, according to the Florida Highway Patrol, as it is in a lot of states, depending on the road. Then we just head up the road to Georgia, where a Cumberland Mall patron in Georgia is facing a charge of public indecency after he was caught masturbating inside a store.
Why?
According to Cobb County Police, the man was inside the Windsor store at the mall when he exposed his genitalia and began to masturbate. Police said he was in full view of multiple people shopping inside the store. When police investigated his background, they discovered he's been convicted of the same crime on three separate occasions in South Carolina.
He just doesn't care.
No, he
doesn't. He knows he's getting arrested, right?
And speaking of masturbation,
it's still worth doing that.
We've got one more for you. A man has been arrested and accused of masturbating while sitting in his vehicle in the parking lot of a business. Oklahoma City Police Department, where the cat roams, confirmed that 19-year-old Holt Gee Austin Pullman, he was arrested on a complaint of indecent exposure. Police received a call at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from a woman. Woman said she had parked at Target and noticed a man in the vehicle next to her with his penis exposed. When she stepped out of her vehicle, she noticed the man was masturbating while looking at his phone. The woman then started walking toward the store, but then returned to confirm that the man was actually masturbating and to take a photo of his license plate before calling police. Officers were able to track down the suspect and take him into custody a short time later. Video from the store showed that the man had parked in several different spots. After the victim pulled into a space, the subject then moved to park right next to the victim's car.
Jesus!
So he was waiting for someone to pull in. He was going to pull up next to them while he was doing his thing. So our men's room blank question, it was an ordinary day, and then blank happened, 844-999-OLA.
Just for the record, that dude can really ride a bicycle.
Oh, are you watching the
Florida
video?
Man?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they're saying, but he's riding backwards in this one?
So the first one, he's riding forward, and then, yeah, the second one, he's riding, I mean, he's just on the handlebars, pedaling normal, but backwards, and going in and out of traffic, still in his pink thong and stuff. I mean, the athletic ability, number one, has impressed me.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, look, seriously, dude.
Let's do this.
And just there he like, is. Here, he's coming.
Oh, look at that guy. Oh, yeah.
There he goes. Okay. I didn't even know you could do that.
That's impressive. Know either. Okay. Yeah, that guy's really moving.
Yeah.
And not really impeding traffic that bad. Considering
the situation. I mean, I get why it's illegal.
Sure.
But
you're right. He's excellent at that.
Yeah.
Hello, Brooke. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good, Brooke. How are you?
Awesome.
You got any gum?
Actually, I just had some, but my cousin ate it all.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm not a huge gum chewer.
Nah,
I only bought it for a car wash.
Okay.
You bought gum for a car wash?
Yeah, if you buy a 30-cent pack of gum, you get $2 off.
Oh, well, why not?
That's how they get you.
I thought you were just like, I'm going to get bored in this car wash. I better get some gum.
That's what I was thinking.
How do we cure all this bad breath? Why don't we give him a deal at the car wash?
Eat it all at once.
Okay. So, Brooke, it was an ordinary day. Then what happened to you?
So, I used to work security. I actually just got a new job today. But my supervisor or manager called in that somebody was getting ready to shoot up some heroin. And so I responded to the fourth level of the parking garage, and I wanted to help out and observe and everything. And this guy is pretty skilled. He's got a professional camera. He takes video and photography for evidence and case reports. And so he told me that he was going to go down to a lower level, see if he can get a better angle. And so I thought, well, if he's going to do it, why not I try myself with my own cell phone? So I tried zooming in with my cell phone to take a video. And it was really pixelated. It wasn't working out at all. And so a split second thinking, I ran back to the security truck and I grabbed my personal pair of binoculars. And I wound up matching up the lens from my phone to the binoculars and shot through a magnification of that and got a perfect crystal clear cut view video of this guy tying off and cooking and shooting up the heroin into the top of his hand.
Aside from the obvious porn value of that, then what do you do with the video? I mean, what do you have to call the cops?
Uploaded it up onto the K drive onto our computer at work, did a case report and drag and drop the file and everything. So,
is that what it takes to kick him out of your facility?
Yeah, because most people say,
no.
I mean, like, couldn't you just roll up to him and go, hey, man.
Do it somewhere else.
Did you pay to park here? Did he pay to park there?
No, it's free parking. So we call police and police respond while we're watching and taking the documentation.
They
come out and arrest them or give them a summons to court and everything. So that gets them trespassed.
Okay.
And that also gets them prosecuted at the same time.
Did you say
they're not out driving high as well?
Did you say free parking?
Oh, yeah, in Bellevue.
Wow.
Wow. Son of a bitch.
I didn't even know that existed. Did anybody know that existed?
We were talking about that earlier today.
We were talking about that earlier today. How much that costs? The parking is not, man. Parking is costs more than the car.
Yeah.
It's almost like you buy a house for where you put your car on top of it.
But at least the guy shot up in a free parking lot. You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah.
Like in which guy? Like, yeah, it's free. Whatever. You can shoot. If I spend $35, I'm like, come on, man. You got to shoot up somewhere else, right?
Instead of a hotel, you mean?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
It was about a couple years ago. I was up in Mukilteo at the Chevron that's just across from the end of the Boeing facility that's up here. Putting gas in my truck, minding my own business, and I feel this hot flash come from my right side, and I see this giant fireball. After taking about 3 seconds to go, oh no, found out that a plane had actually crashed in the middle of the road and slid about 3/4 of the way down the road before finally coming to a stop.
You could feel the heat on your back like that from that crash.
It was to my face because I turned around as soon as I heard a pop, and I saw the fireball from all the jet fuel or all the avionics fuel just explode.
Was it
all
so?
Over the road.
So I guess it was not a safe emergency landing, is what you're saying.
Well, it could have been a lot worse because I was fueling at a gas station, and he was like 35 feet away from me when it crashed. So
do you run in and get a pack of smokes and leave, or do you run over to the plane crash site to see what's going on?
Yeah, what happens next?
Yeah.
Well, I ran down the street. There was already like 10 or 15 people down there, and what absolutely drove me nuts about this is as soon as that happened, like there was 10, 15 people on their cell phones going, whoa, look at this. I was like, no, you don't do that. You go and see if the guy in the plane's okay. And lucky, I guess, the pilot and the co-pilot, they walked away with nothing. But, man. Well,
thank God for that. That's what I was going to ask. That would be my first thought, is to run down and see if anybody's in there and if you can get them out, if the plane's on fire, like you say it is.
Yeah, they emptied like 8 or 9 fire extinguishers on before the fire department showed up like 2 minutes later. But, they walked away amazingly enough.
So that big-ass explosion, then they walked away.
Yep.
Damn.
Okay. Wow.
That is crazy.
I've never seen a plane crash.
No, I've never seen a plane crash. I've seen a hang glider crash. That was bad. That was real bad.
Yeah, but you were a kid, weren't you?
Yeah, that's why I remember it so well. So,
I was going to say, that's worse.
You could hear this guy screaming, right? And I'm there with my father. Some kind of like air show thing. This was in Colorado. But anyway, you can hear him screaming, but no one's really paying attention.
Was he losing control when he was screaming, or why was he?
I think so. Where they did this thing is like in the foothills or something like this. I think he got caught up in a bad current, but there's one of those massive phone tower things out there. So he kept drifting closer to that, like he's in a whirlpool. He couldn't get out of it, right? And he hits this thing. I mean, he hits the side of it, and like when he was spiraling around it, it's still somewhat graceful looking. He hit this pole, dude. It was all done, and he just dropped like a sack all the way down to the ground. I didn't see him hit the ground because I couldn't see over people's heads. Mm-hmm. There's that weird noise that a crowd makes, kind of like, ooh. People rush forward. My dad pulls me away and says, time to go home.
All the barrel will be taking a break. We'll be back. He'll start his performance in about 45 minutes.
Oh, it's terrible, man. It was awful.
Yeah, I've never seen like a plane crash, but I was in Reno the same weekend when they had the air show and one of the planes ran into the stands.
Well, they do that every year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was sad, like a massive deal.
That's where they have like the older planes that still do tricks and all that. And they have that big air show there every year.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Do they still do it?
They still do it, man. In fact, my buddy invited me to go down, what is it, like in August or September, something like that.
Yeah.
He's like, man, if you want to go, because he's a pilot, and this is the thing he goes to. And I'm like, well, and he brought that thing up. I'm like, it's not a great sales pitch, man. Like, you might remember when the plane went into the crowd. I'm like, that's to entice me to go.
Right, like, it happened only a couple of years ago to one of the Blue Angels, right? But, I mean, like, that's the exciting part of watching what they do, because it is, like, within feet and so dangerous.
Right, otherwise it wouldn't be exciting.
Yeah. Men's Room, blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
The air show where I grew up in College Park, there used to be a guy that, like, strapped himself into a, like, on top of a biplane.
All right.
And then he'd, like, it'd fly him around.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stand on top of the red barrel.
Like, as a kid, it was like, this guy is like the man.
He's got like an old football helmet on and goggles.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen him?
No, he's the same guy.
I know.
In a leotard, like, oh, so I've got a scarf on.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. So, it was pretty crazy. So, my brother told me to put this car across his house because he had the radio stolen from it the night before. So, I go to pick up his car, and I see someone at his property, and he's not there. So I go, and I see someone coming out of his car. So I call him up, and I call my brother.
What?
Dude, you can't cuss.
Once again, men's room colors.
Is he okay?
Are the seven
no,
words
I don't think so.
You can't
no.
say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Mike, what was the original story on that? Do you remember what the original story was? We can just get a short glimpse of what that guy was going to tell us. Just curious.
Yeah, I tried to help him along. Basically, he got back to his brother's house. There was a trespasser there. He told his brother came in, kicked the living hell out of him, broke a log over him. Is what he told me. I told him to tell you guys the short story.
Okay.
Right. And I'm guessing he got a little nervous.
It's okay. Yeah. I don't know what happened there, man.
I don't either.
He just kept pausing. And then I think he dropped an F-bomb as he was just annoyed with himself.
I thought it was like talking to a guy who's like drowning in a pool, but he won't stop talking. So I get... and then I did the...
Let's try this again. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
That guy called.
That. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. Okay, so let's go in the Wayback Machine to 1977.
Oh,
and I'm in
yeah.
a little small town in just outside of Sacramento in California. And I am, let's see, 12, 13 years old. My brother's 2 years older than me, so he's 15. And he's walking home from school with his friends, and I'm about 150 yards behind him down this little trail right in the middle of this little town. And out walks this girl out of a little mini grocery store we had in this town, and she's wearing a half shirt with no bra and tiny shorts, all totally built. And she looks up at my brother and his friends, and she goes, "Do you boys want to ride home?" And she barely finished her sentence, and they were taking off running towards her brand new Camaro. And I looked up, I went, "What the heck did I just miss?" And I took off running, and they all got in that car and took off before I got there. And I'm like, "What was that all about?" So I run home, and my brother's in the living room, pacing, laughing, big smile on his face. I go, "What was that?" He goes, "This girl gave us a ride." And she goes, "Do you guys ever watch or look at Playboy magazine?" "Yeah." "Do you look at Penthouse magazine?" "Sometimes." And she goes, "Look at this one. I'm the centerfold this month." And they're like, "Oh, my God." And they're like, look, she gives them the magazine and lets them look at it. And she even invited them over. They're 15. Invited them over to the house if they ever wanted to hang out. Well, no, who knows what that meant.
But I know what that meant.
Yeah. So it turns out that she was a local girl, and she got modeling, and then next thing you know, she was a centerfold for Penthouse in 1977, I believe April.
April 1977.
And then died, died shortly after in a tragic death.
She did die, actually.
I know she did. They all do.
But years later. But so later on, I get older. I'm like 16 or 17, and I dated her younger sister.
Well, good for you. Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
You're close to the actual fame, but, you know, not all the way there.
I remember flipping through a penthouse here in Seattle and saying, "Miles, do you recognize this chick?" And we are just struggling to figure out how we know her. Yeah, we used to work with her in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And there's more.
Oh, there's more to that story.
Men's Room Blank Question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999. Ola, more of your calls coming up after the break. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
There are an estimated 1,100 wild cows roaming the streets of Hong Kong. That's according to the territory's Agriculture, Fisheries, and Conservation Department, who recently published a report acknowledging the difficulties of ensuring that they can coexist, the wild cows, with local residents and in harmony. Now, for the most part, they say these cows are tolerated so long as they don't disrupt traffic, poop everywhere, or help themselves to fruit and vegetables in supermarkets. But earlier this month, four cows shattered that peace agreement when they stormed the aisles of a local supermarket and raided the fresh produce section. Local newspaper Ming Pao reported that the wild animals entered the Fusion grocery store at about 8 o'clock and headed straight for the fruit and vegetables. And then they treated themselves to a feast. Footage posted to Facebook shows shoppers standing around awkwardly as the invaders ate up all of the supermarket supply of greens. Eventually, staff and store patrons managed to corral the cattle out of the store. A district counselor named Andy Wong told Ming Pao that there are about 30 wild cows, but this was the first time in that one neighborhood that he'd ever heard of one breaking into the shop.
They really got wild that day.
He's concerned it could happen again, though, given how often people feed the fruit to the animals. And now the cows know that all those delicious fruits and vegetables are in that one store.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what they should do?
Pet Solutions.
Call me. Pet Solutions. These cows, there was a peace agreement. They violated it. You know, again, we don't tell you what happens. Just give me a call.
I don't know that you hear much about wild cows.
Could you not eat a wild cow, in theory? I mean, if it's not...
Maybe it's not all worked up. I think you could eat them.
Well, I know that they give certain cows certain grains as far as the quality of meat or whatever.
Theoretically, yeah, I think you could eat a wild cow.
I mean, look, if you call Pet Solutions, we're gonna get these cows
We're going to kill them.
Wonder what a wild cow
tastes like. We're going to have a barbecue. Jesus.
Yeah, but I wonder what a wild cow tastes like compared to, well, like a regular cow.
They eat fruits and vegetables, right?
Well, apparently they eat from the store. They eat from the produce and...
That's what I'm saying. So they're eating good fruit, good vegetables. I would imagine they'd be pretty delicious.
Okay.
I can think of a solution.
Men's room, a blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
All right, so I got one that might make you cringe a little bit.
Oh, good.
So it was an ordinary day when I was about 8 years old at the babysitter, and I was just chilling on the couch while my brother was playing Halo back when it first came out, and my babysitter had a chow mixed with a black lab right next to me, and I love dogs. So I reached down to this dog, and I start petting it, and he's loving it. And I like to get up close and personal when I pet dogs. So I got up to its face, and I started petting it, and it wasn't happening. So it tackled me to the ground, and it proceeded to chew my face off.
You should have called yesterday.
But, when you say it chewed your face off, exactly how bad was the damage?
All right, well, so it had the left side of my face pinned to the ground, so it only attacked the right side of my face, but it chewed all of the skin off to the bone. My lower eyelid was hanging down to my jaw, and my lip was gone.
How do you look now?
I look just fine. I had plastic facial reconstructive surgery and lots of physical therapy and everything, vitamin B and the whole nine yards and all that kind of fun stuff. But it was pretty funny, too, because...
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious, yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
He's
once
clever.
The babysitter peeled the dog off of me, I went to the bathroom, and I was only 8 years old, so I wasn't sure what I was looking at, but I had a towel pressed to my face, and I peeled the towel away from my face and was transfixed as to all of the stuff going on inside of my face and started poking my bone.
I guess that was, I guess your mom and dad probably cut dinner short that night on their date night and ended up coming home.
Oh, my mom wasn't in the picture, and my dad was in the Navy, so he had to call a CO and say, hey, my son just got his face chewed off.
Did nobody in the room be like, hey, maybe don't get right in front of the dog's face?
No, the babysitter, she's just like, yeah, cool, pet the dog. And I'm like, all right, cool. And
well, now she okay. knows. See, now what, the next so, people she'll say
what,
that to.
So what ended up happening to that dog? Did they put the dog down, or did the dog continue to
get paid? Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. They put that dog down. And then she actually ended up skipping town to avoid paying my dad's medical bills.
She just took off.
Yeah, so she skipped town to California. My dad hired a private investigator to try to find her. They couldn't find her, but the funny thing is, she sent me a birthday present from an I don't know how they couldn't track the address, but she sent me a Hot Wheels racetrack for a birthday present and I'm sorry for biting your face off thing.
Sorry for biting your face. They have that section at the Hallmark store.
I thought she was going to send a DVD of Nicolas Cage's face off. You know what I mean? Here, watch this movie.
How long did it take for your face to get back to normal?
So it was 212 stitches in my face, and there was no skin graft. I don't know how the heck they were able to do it without a skin graft, but I think it was probably 6 months before I was able to actually take the mask off my face, and I still have scars there to this day. I just have a nice beard to cover it.
Damn.
Okay. That's crazy.
Okay. I only ask about the warning because my uncle always traditionally gets pit bulls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe one's a... blue something, but it looks like a pit bull.
Blue healer?
I don't know if it's blue. Anyhow, Daisy. Daisy was great. But Daisy was a big dog.
All right.
And she would be in the backyard, she would carry around a 2x4. So I'm in the house playing tug of war with her, and at one point I've got my head resting on her head. And he's like, hey man, Daisy's very well trained, but don't be in her face. Dogs mm-hmm. don't like that.
Yeah. Good call. I said, now the babysitter knows.
Especially with a dog with a head bigger than yours.
Yeah.
Those dogs.
I will say, though, Daisy every morning when I slept on the pull-out couch would wake me up just licking my face.
You taste good. I'm going to eat you later, player.
Men's room blank question. It was an ordinary day, and then blank happened. 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.